Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Nice. What's up, dude?
6:25, of course, we talked too long about farts, so we're running behind. Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're like, hey.
What?
I'm thirsty. What? I'm thirsty. Be like, well, don't worry. I'm stocked up with Bud Distributing. That's great.
There you go. Man.
Did you like that?
Delicious. You know, National Cocktail Day, they have those new neutrals.
Ooh, that's like, right. I forgot. Oh, dude, those are good, man. Those are good.
Yeah, really good. We'll be telling you more about those in the future here, man. Yeah. But, hey, strap up, man, because those neutrals are damn good. I tell you that much. Hey, let's talk about March Madness, man. It's back. Here we go. NCAA tournament resumes today with a Sweet 16. Four games today and four tomorrow, including Purdue's matchup against Cinderella Darlings and St. Peter's Peacocks. You guys, you know those. We talked about them earlier this week. The 15 seed knock off Kentucky and Murray State, hoping for another big upset against Purdue. The team is from a small New Jersey university. Has got more attention than they could have ever imagined, especially a junior guard. His name's Doug Eddard, the player with the mustache, who's been tearing it up, dude.
Crushing
mustache
it,
yeah. Man, it'd be you out there, Mr. Mustache.
You know, dude, one of those old timey curled ones, you know, that you put the wax in. Oh yeah,
like put the Dukes up. Yeah. And his newfound fame is paying off, just like everybody else's newfound fame. Eddard has signed an NIL, name, image, likeness deal with the Buffalo Wild Wings. He says, it's all fun. I love it. I love the attention. It's really awesome. Yeah, anybody would, really, man. But, hey, dude, I'm serious with this new NIL stuff going on. You do something good in sports, people are going to pay you. Like that cheerleader who got the ball off the top of the backboard. She's getting paid right now because of NIL.
You and I obviously have had the conversation many times up until the NCAA finally said, okay, yeah, we're going to allow players, college players, to make money on their likeness after making billions and billions of dollars from players in the past. Now they're like, okay, look, we get it. That's fine. They can make some money. And we're just going to keep seeing more of this, man. We're going to see more college athletes cashing in on their abilities, which I think is only fair, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, only got a few stories this morning because I know we're running a little short on time here. But, dude, did you hear this news?
I think I know where you're going. Can I guess what you're going to say?
Pro football? Is that to move?
Tyreek Hill going to the...
Yeah, let me read the story.
I'm sorry.
Jump in front of your rock news. Jesus. March has already seen some very... Yeah, let me read this, all right, for cripe's sake. Already seen some very big moves in the NFL, man. There's been a lot of moves happening lately, right? Kansas City Chiefs traded Pro Bowler receiver Tyreek Hill to the Miami Dolphins. What? For 5 draft picks, including a first rounder. The Dolphins also announced that they have signed Hill to a 4-year contract extension worth $120 million, making him the highest paid wide receiver in history. What?
Dude, did he top out? Did he beat Devontae? Because Devontae Adams, wow, that didn't take long. That didn't last long for Devontae. Yeah.
Craziness, though, dude. What do you think? You think a good move for Kansas City?
You know what's funny? I'll give my opinion. I saw a meme the other day. It was a picture of Patrick Mahomes and, like, the Chiefs. And it said, Chiefs eliminated. Like, they're already saying they're out of it because Tyreek Hill is gone. I don't know how I feel about this. Granted, they have a lot of in their arsenal.
They have a lot of weapons, man. They really do. They have a lot in their arsenal.
But Tyreek Hill is one of those guys that has just crushed the dreams of teams because there comes a point where you just can't cover them anymore. You know what I mean? Like, you can do a little bit of work, double team them, keep a guy back, but eventually there always comes a time where it turns on the lightning and he just beats whoever, and Mahomes tosses it up, and he's got great hands.
Boom.
Boy, that is a big trade. And
that would have been a tough decision.
Look.
It really would have over there in Kansas City. Can somebody make this meme real quick, dude? You know Tyreek Hill, how he always puts up the two fingers, the peace sign? Peace, because he's so fast, we get it. You know, I can't stand it. Can somebody do a picture with a bunch of Super Bowl rings and then him on the other side going peace? Because now he has no shot.
Well, and
he's not going to win anything in Miami. Come on.
That's the other thing, too, is Miami gave up 5 draft picks, including a number one. It's not like they already have a team built. They are building a team. And they just gave away anything to get this.
Who's throwing the ball in Miami?
I don't know. Is it still Fitzmagic?
Did somebody just go there?
I don't know. Who knows?
It's not Fitzmagic. No, he's gone. I don't even think he plays anymore.
Then they're definitely not going to win. I don't know, but that goes to tell you right there. It's like, what are you thinking, Miami? Like, yeah, he's a great player, but you just gave up five draft picks. That's huge for the future.
So, yeah, five draft picks going to Kansas City, though.
Oh, they're going to be rounder. They're going to be dangerous. Yeah. And see, that's smart, I think, on their part. Because, yeah, Tyreek Hill is amazing. But now you're getting a chance. You have a young quarterback who still has a lot, barring any crazy injury or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about in 10 years. All right, think about in 10 years. Mahomes is going to be 36. He's going to be Aaron Rodgers' age. All this experience. They have have time now to build around him, continue to build a great team.
Right.
I don't know, man.
I think maybe they're shaking it up over there in Kansas City because I think people have figured them out.
Yeah.
You could tell defensive this past year. Yeah, Mahomes and the Chiefs, they still scramble around. They're still explosive.
Yeah.
But not as they were that second year Mahomes was in the league. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That second year, it was just unstoppable. Unstoppable. And then, boom, they lost. They figured it out. So, I don't know. Crazy move, Tyreek Hill going to the Dolphins. And we're going to end it right there for this hour. But there you go. That's your sports, man.
All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Everything that rocks.
I'm partying right now.
Bam, bam, bam. Put your pants back on, man.
No. Party.
Launch is party time.
Thursday. First Friday.
Come on. Anyway, 7:25, Brock Hunter.
You didn't warn me, man. I needed my windbreakers.
Should always have
hard to
on.
Get these jeans off it's, that fast.
Jeans? You're wearing an adult onesie right now. What are you talking about? Shut up.
You're right.
We got to get to it. Sports time.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products, new Bud products for the spring and summer to get you geared up for all that summertime fun. Make sure you are stocked up so when you're like, hey, hey,
keep an eye out. Hey. An eye out for those neutrals, man. I'm telling you.
Kiki's been enjoying the Bud Light Next, which is the zero-carb Bud Light. Oh, dude, it's so good. And zero carbs, man. Keep it tight.
National Cocktail Day, though. Yeah. The neutrals is where it's at. I'm telling you, you ain't going to stay neutral. That's for sure.
Love it.
You know? Anyway, let's go, man. NBA. Last night, Pistons beat the Hawks 122-101. Kings beat the Pacers 110-109. Tonight in basketball in the NBA, Bulls going to be in New Orleans playing the Pelicans at 8 o'clock. Pacers over in Memphis playing the Grizzlies at 8. NHL last night, Blackhawks beating the Ducks 4-2. There are some games tonight. Red Wings going to be in New York playing the Islanders at 7:30, and the Blackhawks over in Los Angeles playing the Kings at 10 o'clock. So getting to NCAA men's basketball because that's what everybody's kind of anticipating. Everybody's been waiting all week for the games, man, especially your Wolverine fans out there. Number 11, Michigan. Going to be playing Villanova at 7:30 tonight. You can catch that on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Starts at 6:45 on the radio. But, dude, let's go. Michigan, really? I'm still in it, man.
It's the Sweet 16, right? That's what's kicking off? Is that what you
exactly,
said?
Yeah, exactly.
That's big, man. This is it. This is crunch time,
Sweet
buddy.
16, the South Region, AT&T Center in San Antonio, Texas. So, Wildcats, Wolverines meet tonight. At the home of the NBA San Antonio Spurs. That's where they're playing, the Spurs Stadium. It's about 3 miles from the Alamo Dome where Nova won their title in 2018. So kind of an advantage there.
Ooh.
In the other South Region semifinal, top seed Arizona takes on Houston. Cougars playing only just a three-hour drive from their home.
God, I love Cougars.
You imagine your mascot?
Just some middle-aged hot broad with tan fake boobs. God, I love it.
There it is. That's,
nice
that's,
freckles on there.
That's that's the mascot. Wait, I thought it's not a cat? Isn't it
a leopard print low-cut top.
We're in Arizona. It's not a cat, all right?
Leopard print low-cut top, all right? You got those nice freckled fake boobs just getting pushed up, looking good. Nice tight jeans, some high heels, and just...
All right, it's sports.
Just
Sports
looking
Illustrated
for it.
Right now.
All right, she's just sucking on a straw, looking for it. Just eyeing that bar up, and guess who's there waving his hand in the back? Me.
Me.
Here, pick me. Pick me.
Anyway, big game tonight, dude. This is huge. Come on, Wolverines. We need you. Really the last team left, the local team anyway. So
everybody's
basically up.
It's going to be big, all right. It's going to be big.
You're creeping everybody out. All right. In the West region, Arkansas is going to be taking on Gonzaga. That's at 7:09.
It's funny is the Arkansas, the Razorbacks, I've also picked up those at the bar too, man. So it's
the Razorbacks. It's kind of weird. Texas Tech going to be playing Duke at 9:30.
Nice.
So big games, man. Big games. So you going to be watching basketball tonight at all?
I might throw it on for a little bit.
This is the only time it gets interesting.
You're starting to see really good games. Some of the fat has been trimmed, and you know they're really starting to play hard. And I may flip it on.
One thing I want to say about college basketball, man, I'm probably way on the wrong on this. Sometimes I feel like they just need to slow down a little bit.
It is fast. Same thing with the football, though. All college, you got all these young guys just amped up, ready to go.
You're excited. You're full of energy. Yep. You're at the peak of your life.
Sometimes you just need to slow it down. Yeah, there's times where you'll just,
back and forth, and it's just, oh my God. Nobody's even holding onto the ball, really. Yeah. It's just kind of bouncing around.
Yeah.
Slow it down a little bit. Yeah. Slow it down. Yeah.
Like that cougar likes it. Slow it. Slow it down a little bit.
Slow it down. Slow motion.
Slow motion for me. Slow motion.
All right, moving on. Pro football, dude. We got to get to this, man. March has already seen some very big moves in the NFL, and there's one more. It's making huge waves, obviously. Kansas City Chiefs have traded Pro Bowl receiver Tyreek Hill to the Miami Dolphins for 5 draft picks, including a first rounder.
Blockbuster deal. Yeah.
Didn't see this one coming. Dude, they're shaking things up in Kansas City. You know why? Here's my opinion. They're starting to figure Kansas City out, so they need to shake it up a little bit.
This past
year, you could really tell defense is zoning in on that. Anyway, let's just spy Mahomes. The dude's going to run eventually, so let's just keep one guy in him the whole time. We'll play man-to-man. And dude, I'm telling you, there's ways to shut that team down, and the NFL kind of figured it out. So getting rid of Tyreek Hill probably isn't the answer. But maybe getting 5 draft picks and one, including a first rounder.
What is Miami going to do in the future? They just gave away 5 draft picks. That's going to mess that team up unless they start spending money on other people, which they did. $210 million, dude, your cap. You are destroyed.
Is the receiver worth that?
No.
I don't think so.
I mean, even
what if he gets hurt? What if he gets hurt?
Which, didn't he get a couple? He was out a couple games this year, wasn't he? Yeah.
Tyreek Hill, you know how he does that peace sign? Peace to people? And he just peaced out to a bunch of Super Bowls. So. Sucks, man, but you ain't going to win any in Miami, I don't think. Probably. But who knows? I mean, dude, Cincinnati was in the Super Bowl this year.
That's true. That's a good point. And if you start building, maybe teams now are starting to do, like giving away 5 draft picks. What they might do is say, screw it. We're just going to build a team quick. Screw the future. Let's get a couple Super Bowls or at least get some contenders. And then, we'll worry about the future later on.
That plan to build and like really build over time, they're starting to figure out that like maybe it never gets to the point of that winning team. Like you got to do it now, dude.
Well,
you gotta go right now.
You can definitely build teams, all right? But you also need to have, I think, enough of a...
The Lions have been building for how long?
They haven't. I have never seen a team make more poor choices in my life than Detroit Lions.
Dude, how many first-round picks and how many... I mean, come on. Been building for quite some time. I think that's what's happening in Chicago right now. Completely swiped, dude. We're going to rebuild. We're going to keep,
they build
keep Justin,
those.
But...
Building with those old cardboard blocks that we had back in elementary school because nothing is really staying up there. Good God.
Somebody keeps knocking that tower down, man. So.
Yeah, the bully keeps coming over. Ah, I'm knocking this over. All
right. So there you go, man. Interesting trade, dude. I'm not sure if it was a good decision on Miami, but maybe a good decision for Kansas City.
Yeah.
Who knows? So.
Yeah. We'll see.
There you go, man. It's your sports on a Thursday.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.